Dennis Phillips, we show here from the El Pasillo in Southern California. It's Cinco de Mayo. We don't do Cinco de Mayo without talking to Ted Bell, who's celebrated Cinco de Mayo at the Ted's Beverly Hills restaurant below these many years. And the last year, Ted, I remember you had the Zorro costume. I got word from Marcy, your lovely wife, that you guys are giving up on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, who? Marcy told you that?
Yeah.
God. Well, she really wasn't supposed to. It's really none of her business. I'll talk about my wife, if you don't mind. She really wasn't supposed to. See, that is left up to me, for me to say what is going on. And Marcy, when did you talk to her?
I don't know. She was talking to some of the staff here. She called in because you had suggested you wanted one of our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies.
Yeah, because I don't have one, and I didn't want to be charged for another one.
Well, she was talking to, I don't know who, Margaret? I talked to Marcy, yes, and I said we'll get it in the mail.
All right, and then what did she do?
Hey, Ted, all she did, she talked to me, and she said, hey, by the way, Ted's given up on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, man. What's the problem, Ted? I wanted to do it, okay? That's all. I mean, I love my wife very much, but when it comes to these major announcements, I want to do it.
You sound like you're about 4 years old there, Ted. You really do, Ted.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I guess I'll hand it off to Chef Chidilli. Here you go. He just dropped the phone and walked away.
Would you please ask him to come back to the phone? I mean, this is our paid... It's his paid segment.
Hey, Ted. Ted.
Yeah?
Bill Henry. Yeah?
Ted, don't drop the phone and walk away. Let's talk about this, okay? This is the time of year, every year, that we talk about Cinco de Mayo. It's a big celebration for you. Yeah, okay, Marcy dropped the word to Margaret and to the rest of us that you're not going to be doing Cinco de Mayo. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
You know, it's okay. I love Marcy, and she's the light of my life, and she's my better half. It's just when it comes to the restaurant, I want to be the one that makes the announcements because, I don't know, it's... I remember when my dad was still alive and I had an announcement to make or I wanted to do something with a restaurant, he'd say, hey, you know, just step aside, kid. I'll do it. And, you know, at that time I was in my 40s and my father was pushing 80. But as long as he was still alive, he just, hey, Ted, why don't you sit down? I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, Chef Chidilli, I saw, Chick Bell would offer...
Oh, that's right. The guy's name is Chick.
Chick, yes, Chick Bell. Chick,
wait a minute. Who is that?
It's General Shaw.
Oh, I'm sorry, General Shaw. I'm not used to hearing, oh, yeah, that's the guy's name was Chick. That's my father.
Yes, I know that, Ted. I don't mean any disrespect.
All right.
Hey, let me talk to Ted.
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah?
Ted, I want to talk to you about this, and I want to talk about it in an adult way. I know that you're feeling upset because Marcy spilled the word about Cinco de Mayo, but let's just pretend she didn't. Let's just say that you're here now with me.
No, but everybody out there now is listening to me, and they think I'm just one gigantic ass. One gigantic ass in underwear that doesn't fit very well.
He dropped the phone again, Phil.
Would you please?
Come on, Ted.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Ted, let's...
You want to spit that out, Ted?
I'm trying to say this as politely as I can. Stay on the phone with me. Let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. So, it used to be a big thing. Last year, you dressed as Zorro. I think one of the other years...
Don't.
All right, one of the other years I think you dressed as in... It was always a fun time. Now this year you were planning on doing a costume.
Yes, we were. I had a Toreador hat. I had a big sombrero, and I was going to wear the tight Toreador... I've been working out, okay, so I thought I'd look good in a pair of tight Toreador pants. And I walked into the restaurant, and Chef Chidilli can vouch for this, and I left. Well, wait a minute. I walked into the restaurant. I was wearing tight-fitting Toreador pants with the slippers. I had on the sombrero. This one here, Chef Chidilli, began laughing, and this is what it sounded like. He went,
you know, let me do it, Ted. I saw him.
Don't take my phone away from me.
Will you guys quit fighting over the phone, please?
What a...
So when he walked in and I saw the sombrero and these skin-tight Toreador pants...
Hey, what is with everybody with the skin-tight pants around here? Very, very, very good point.
What did you just went to? Very good point.
Very good point. No, that's true. That seems to be I don't know, what the Dooleys, don't they have the skin-tight elf suit?
Let me have the phone. Hey, General, This is not the Dooleys, okay? This is Ted Bell at Ted's in Beverly Hills. I wear the skin-tight Toreador pants because I've been working out, and I've been using the stair stepper, okay? And I've been looking, and I'm tightening it up back there. And I thought I looked good in them.
All right, so what happened?
Well, what happened was I walked in wearing the Toreador pants and the sombrero. Chef Chedilia laughs like no laugh that comes from this world.
What is that supposed to mean?
This is the way he laughed, Phil. He went,
You know, Todd, you know, what's your name again?
It's Ted.
Ted, I can tell you this. I will leave this conversation. You better talk respectfully about me, or you're going to lose the best chef in Beverly Hills. But
Oh, yeah. Out of sight.
Oh, that was great. That was really, he just flipped me off. He just gave me the finger. He's standing right now. He's still doing it. He's standing there, Phil, in the hallway, and we've got customer chef not more than 20 feet away from you, and he's just holding up the finger. How long are you going to stand there doing that?
2, 3, 4, I'm done.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Ted, thank you for your support of my show.
Is this going to be some kind of a speech?
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you for supporting my show. Thank you for your commercial support of the show and these segments that we do. I really do appreciate that. And I don't want you to think that I don't. Now then, when we get to your segment and you're wearing a Zorro costume. Now this year you had on the sombrero with the skin-tight Toreador pants?
That's right. And that was going to be our Cinco de Mayo celebration. I was simply going to be done. I was going to be Don Ted Bell. Okay?
Oh, Don Ted Bell as in the...
Where'd you come from?
I've been sitting here listening to this garbage until there was some place where I could actually say something that would make some contribution.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead, Margaret. Yes, the Don Ted Bell is a nice touch. The skin-tight Toreador pants. You said, Chef, you said you've been working on the stair stepper?
Yes, I was. I was working. I was doing the stair stepper. I was doing some lifts with at the gym. With the thighs to try to tighten up the ass, excuse me, you know.
The gluteus maximus, isn't that what that is?
Yeah, something like that. But I was tightening it up, and, you know, and I'm looking at the butt area, and it was getting pronounced and good. So I thought, you know, Cinco de Mayo's coming up, and I can get a pair of those skin-tight Toreador pants with the slippers that they wear.
What do you mean by the slippers?
Haven't you never seen these guys that fight bulls, huh?
Oh, well, I've seen them.
No, General?
I don't know, I guess. They look a little bit like slippers. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they're slippers. So I had on the skin-tight Toreador pants, and I had a sombrero. I walk into the restaurant. Chef Chedilia immediately starts laughing like Mr. Piggy, not Miss Piggy, Mr. Piggy. Okay, look, here he is again. Yeah, I do. He's holding up the finger, Phil, just standing there. Now he's moving closer toward me. Now he's got the finger right up in my face.
All right, if you guys can't grow up, I'll hang the phone up.
Get out of here, will you, Chef? He walked right up to me, Phil, and he had the finger right up to about an inch from my face.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, you walk in with skin-tight Toreador pants.
That is correct, yes.
And that's because you've been working out and your ass is looking good.
You know what? The way I said it, it felt good. The way you just said it right there, it felt like you just kicked me right in the testicles. And you know what I'm talking about, okay?
Is there anything we can say here, Ted, that's going to make you happy today?
What happened was, I came into the restaurant wanting to have a fun Cinco de Mayo. I had on the skin-tight...
You know, we've had this Bobby Dooley thing with a skin-tight Joy Elf suit. Now you guys with the skin-tight Toreador pants. I'm trying to figure out what it is that you're all trying to say here.
I don't know anything about Bobby Dooley and a what is it called?
It's called a skin-tight Joy Elf suit. That's what her husband wears.
I don't know anything about some whatever this guy wears. I'm talking about the Toreador pants that were on me, okay? Not Steve, whatever his name is.
Dooley.
And he's got skin-tight what?
A Joy Elf suit.
A Joy Elf suit?
Joy Elf. It's their part of their Springtacular.
Oh, this is that. Oh, geez. These are these Wiccan people, is that it? They live over the Western Estates?
Well, I wouldn't say they're Wiccan, but they've got these strange seasonal celebrations, yes.
I'm not talking about that, Phil.
All right, okay, so you walked into the restaurant, Chef Chedilia laughed, and that put you off of Cinco de Mayo.
It sort of did, because I was feeling good. I walked in. I said, Don Tebel is here. Da-da! Da-da-da-da-da-da! And you know, Phil, if you've ever heard the song The Lonely Bull by Bob, what's the guy's name?
Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert, yeah. It's exact. That was the what I wanted to have playing as I walked in. But Rudy, who was going to be pumping it in from the bar, I don't know what he was doing.
Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Yes, how you doing, Ted? I'm on with Bill Henry. Listen, Rudy, why did you not have Lonely Bull playing?
Because we got in a stock of soda water. I had to count it and make sure that the order was right.
So you're counting some order. Okay. This is what I mean, Phil. I don't think anybody cares.
You know, it's fine. Cinco de Mayo is fine. But as the years go by, everybody knows that Cinco de Mayo is when you drink a lot of margaritas, you listen to some mariachis, and that's what you do. And it's no big thing.
So when I, the owner of the restaurant, when I put on the Toreador pants and the sombrero, and Chef Chedilia laughs at me like I walked in with my fly wide open, because that's what he did.
No, I heard him.
You don't have anything to say about that.
I have to say this. Cinco de Mayo is fine, but I think Ted's of Beverly Hills doesn't need these celebrations because the food is great, the drink is great, the company is great. Who cares?
Just dropped the phone. Thank you.
All right, so Ted, got a Lonely Bull. The Lonely Bull, okay.
Okay, right. So what happens is I walk into the restaurant, and Chef Chedilia, I walk into the restaurant, and then Rudy... There he is right here. Hello, it is Don Tebel. And welcome, everybody, to Ted to Beverly Hills, Cinco de Mayo. Yay. And then I start kind of, you know, I'm swinging my knees back and forth because I'm doing a little bit of a dance. And again, as I told you, Phil, I've been working out.
Yeah. He's been working out, Phil, and his ass looks good.
Are you drunk?
What?
Are you drunk?
I've had a couple of chases.
Okay, go back in the kitchen, will you?
Hey, don't tell me to get my...
Say get your bitch ass back.
Hey, guys, I gotta hang up if this keeps going on.
You mind? Because I'm on the air with Phil Henry. I think he's been drinking, Phil.
Okay, so you're swinging your knees back, and how did this go?
All right, forget I even said that, okay? What I thought I would do is roll it back, bud.
Roll the song back, bud.
I can hear you laughing, Phil, as God is my witness. As God made green apples... I'm listening to you going, I can hear it, okay?
I'm sorry, it's a little bit amusing.
Yeah. You know, my life is not amusing. I'm talking about my business. I'm talking about my living, the living that I make.
One of these days, Ted, you're going to come on here and not cry.
What is that supposed to mean?
Every time you're on the show, and last night, I know you weren't on the show last night, we had Larry Grover was bawling his eyes out. We had Bob Green bawling his eyes out.
Oh, Bob Green, huh? The guy who thinks he delivers a load of meat to me. Let me tell you what. Bob Green doesn't deliver a load of meat to me. I take his meat... never mind. No. go back in the kitchen and sober up.
Okay, I'm going to hang the phone up.
All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, Phil, that was my fault. He's still flipping me off, though. He's got his finger right up to my nose.
All right, So anyway,
as I walked into the restaurant... I see the patrons, and I go, yeah, hi, everybody, it's Ted Bell. And I'm walking toward them like a Toreador might, okay? I'm walking toward them, and I put my arm up, and I go, and I start swinging my knees back and forth. My knees are together, and I'm going back and forth with my knees.
What the hell are you talking about?
Get your bitch ass back in the kitchen.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Well, get the guy, get whatever it is that we were talking to.
It was Ted Bell.
I know. Get him back.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you all right? Chef Chedilia tried to strangle him.
Get the... Are you kidding me?
No. What happened? Oh, Chedilia tried to grab you between the legs.
Oh, he's... What? What?
Here, Mr. Henry.
What happened, Ted?
I'm only kidding. We made it up, Phil.
All right, I'm all done.
But, Phil, you got to understand, I had on a skin-tight
Toreador pants. I got it. The point is, there's no more... see, because I can't get any information out of him.
There's no more Cinco de Mayo Teds of Beverly Hills. They're done with that. They've had such a tough time with the other celebrations that Cinco de Mayo, Ted said, should be a no-brainer.
Yes, he feels that's a no-brainer, and they've carved it up over the last few years, and so Ted said no more Cinco de Mayo.
Well, the Zorro costume was stupid last year. This year, a Toreador costume, because he's been working on his ass.
This is why people get pissed, Phil. You laugh at them.
Damn right I will. He's been doing a stair-stepper working on his ass, so he looks good in a pair of Toreador pants. I don't even know what those are.
Yeah, they look kind of like a lady, like ladies' pants.
They're the traditional bullfighter pants.
I know. Okay. Bobby Dooley coming up next. They're having their spring fashion show. They already had the Springtacular, right?
Yes. This is separate from the Springtacular. This is the elegance of the season. The Circle of Taste shows you how it's done.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bobby Dooley in the Circle of Taste, right?
Just Bobby, but yes, he represents the Circle of Taste. Why are you looking that way?
No reason. We'll be right back with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, I'm sure. But first, let me tell you about the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As you know, we lead off the show every day with a pitch that you get a subscription. And one of the reasons is, among others, the 60,000 hours of great material from our radio show to our digital content to our video cast, is the price. The price has not gone up in well over 10 years, right, General?
Yeah, we raised the price one time in 2011, something like that.
So the website, which was created back in 1999, was at the same price until 2011, and it's been at the different price. What am I trying to say?
I'll do it. The Phil Hendry Show has been at the same price since 2011. Before that, it was at another price. Here, let me do it.
I got it. It was at one price, then we raised it, and that's the way it is now.
That's essentially, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it is less than $10 a month for 1 month, less than $7 a month averaged out over the course of the year if you get the year's subscription. Now, I think we started at $6.95 a month. Now it's like $9.95 a month. So, you know, we're not here to gouge you. We're not here to stick a gun in your ribs and raise your hands. We got a mask on. We're robbing the train. You know, thanks a lot. Adios. We ride off into the sunset wearing Toreador pants. I don't know.
So anyway, get a backstage pass.
Would you put that away, bud?
Sorry, but that's the warning.
What does that mean?
You're blowing it.
Get out of here. The backstage pass. I got it. The backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. All right, welcome back to Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association on the line with us. All right, so the big fashion show coming up, Bobby, and I know that you're excited. Now, this is not the Springtacular.
No, this is not the Springtacular, Phil, we had already last month.
How did that go, Bobby?
You know what? I'd rather not talk. It was fine. We had an incident involving Steve and Bill Cubby.
Bill Cubby got smart with Bobby.
Bill Cubby, every year, he says it's his traditional ass pat. He walks up, he pats me on the ass, and he says he does it for good luck. Steve doesn't like it.
I don't blame you, Steve. I wouldn't either.
I don't like it. I said, Cubby, you put your paw on my wife's, on the cheeks of my wife's ass again.
Yeah. So anyway, we had to get Bill. You know, we asked Bill to leave very politely. I said, Bill, please leave. And he looked at me like, you mean you don't enjoy the ass pat? And that's when Steve grabbed him and pushed him out the door. So it really, he was kind of a...
Geez, that sounds like an ugly scene.
It was not fun.
Is this guy Bill Cubby is a resident there?
Yes, he is. He's very elderly. That's why I didn't want to make a big deal out of
it. I just said, hey, Cubby, I don't care how old you are. You put your paw on my wife's ass.
I got it. Okay, so anyway.
I heard that Ted Bell's been working on his. Did he see up the stair stepper?
Yeah. In fact, the subject of ass is very big at Western States, isn't it?
That's supposed to mean.
Because of the high, tight rear end?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, but we don't say, you know, the way you say it like Clint Eastwood, Phil, you go, ass. No, we're proud of the high, tight rear end, yes. But we're certainly not running around, walking into restaurants and going, hi, I've been working on my ass over the weekend. what are you laughing at?
No, I'm not, nothing. Bobby, tell us about your fashion show.
The fashion show this year, Phil, is going to be featured, it'll be featuring the Circle of Taste. The women of the Circle of Taste are going to be presenting what we call Summer Will Never End. It just will never end. We'll have the large blouse. We'll have flat patent leather shoes. Very, very nicely cut slacks, tight capris, and the pedal pushers in multiple colors. We're going to have the low-cut tops, the bikini bottom that goes along with the suit coat, which is a design of mine.
Wait a minute. A bikini bottom that goes along with the suit coat.
That's right. That's a Bobby Dooley original. And what we did is we took a regular child's jacket and we sort of, added a little fabric, turned it into a little bit of kind of a kid's blazer that any woman could wear. And then we walk around in that wearing a bikini bottom, heels, and you're sort of topless, but you're not, you keep the button, the blazer buttoned.
I don't know how that's going to go over.
Well, you know what? Why don't you come to the fashion show and find out?
All right, well, it's fair enough. Bobby, it sounds very creative, but...
Well, creative. It sounds very creative, but what?
You know, I'm very large in the chest, and so that would not...
Oh, here we go. Every time I try to bring up something that is going to be fun, you bring up the size of your boobs.
You said that you got something that's a small blazer.
Yes.
Well, if you try to tie... I can't get into a small blazer because my breasts are too large.
Please not talk about the size of your breasts. My wife's getting...
I don't want to do this anymore.
Bobby, you know, we got a segment to do.
Anyway, that's what we're going to do. The next one is called Riding High on the Range, High and Tight on the Range. This is a pair of jeans. These are designer jeans and heels. Then we top that off with a leather cowboy hat and a leather vest with chaps and a whip. And that's called High and Tight on the Range.
Wait a minute.
What do you need now, Phil?
I'm just asking. Bobby, the question is this. The women are wearing... So this is High and Tight on the Range. Tight jeans.
Yes, that's right.
And then a leather vest. Leather cowboy hat.
Yes, I forgot. And also chaps.
And chaps. And a whip.
Yes.
Okay, why the whip?
Why the whip?
What are you talking about? Why would they have a whip?
Learn to speak English, will you, Steve? You're coming to...
Got it, Derek.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked.
The whip is an accessory, okay? You walk around with the whip in your hand. You're at the supermarket. And you say to Princess Lady, say you want to find out where something is, where the cantaloupe is. Hey, you. And you crack the whip in a very playful way, you know?
You crack the whip in a playful way.
You know what? I've been listening to you today, Mr. Henry, and you've been giving everybody nothing but shit. And I...
What's wrong? I don't know, man. I maybe I'm not ready for this today, but... Everybody is pissing me off, you know.
Well, you did give Ted a hard time.
I didn't give Ted a hard time at all, okay? This guy's talking about coming on with a cowboy hat. Anyway, don't forget, folks, the Backstage Pass. Listen to some past shows. Enjoy it. Enjoy. And I love you, and thank you for tuning in. IR Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved in Podcast One. Thanks to Bobby and Steve Dooley.
What? Yeah, they're on the phone.
Yes, Bobby.
Well, Phil, if you're going to cut me off, talking about where you're walking around with a whip. It's an accessory. You say, good morning, it's great to see you. And you crack the whip like, yeah.
Yeah,
I got it.
What is this? Is this from Japan?
It sounds like it, yeah. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry, me, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.